Well, we heard from Pat Connaughton earlier in the show, a man who is trying to find his way into the NBA through the draft after having a great college career at Notre Dame and a wonderful March playing for the Irish. He already was drafted last year by the Orioles and pitched in the minor leagues for Baltimore. His stuff is considered high-end, and he might have a bright future playing Major League Baseball. Tough to do both, but someone who knows this probably better than anyone is our next guest. Former Oriole, former NBAer, Mark Henriksen joins us. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Before we get into Pat Connaughton and the hurdles facing him in his immediate future, I want to talk about you. We had you on right before spring training. We were talking about you with your new windup and delivery, being a 6'9 guy coming from the side, and it didn't work out this spring for the Orioles. Why not?
You know, it just the way I've been removed from that level of competition for a couple of years, and I always try to be an honest evaluator of my own skills. So even though I was playing last year in independent ball and having good numbers, stats-wise, the level of hitter is significantly different between the Atlantic League and the major leagues. And so, you know, some of the outings I was having, I didn't really like what I was seeing. Obviously, the Orioles had given me the opportunity. It didn't work out. We had some discussions there at the end of spring training. It just came to a point where, you know, I felt comfortable that I exhausted every avenue. I was proud that I got back to a spring training invitation. I could just tell things were a little bit different, just the way the ball was coming out with what I saw with the hitters as well. I just knew it was time.
So the Orioles, I guess you guys part ways, but it took you a while to officially announce your retirement from baseball. How long and how hard was that decision?
You know, I took a little bit of time. I think officially for a baseball player, you do have to file paperwork with the league office in New York. I have not done that yet, but you know, for my wife and I, they were her and the kids were down with me. You know, we had a Disney trip planned for the off day in spring training. We went and fulfilled that trip, spent a little time together, came home. You know, for me, it was just a matter of wanting to make the decision prior to the season. I don't know what opportunities lie within the Orioles organization post playing days, but there were some discussions about that, and just wanted to be respectful of the media in Baltimore, allow them to break the story, so to speak, at least before the season got off and running, you know, the first week in April.
We're talking to Mark Henriksen, former Oriole. So you mentioned possible jobs inside the Orioles organization. Has anything materialized? Could something materialize?
I think it could. I mean, obviously, being very fresh with the decision to retire, sometimes taking a step away can be good, at least for me, to process, you know, what life looks like without being a professional athlete. I think sometimes as an athlete, we get so used to the schedule that sometimes we think maybe, oh, I got to make a decision right away, and that's not always the best, you know, avenue in making a decision, because there's a lot of things to ponder. I mean, what does life really look like, you know, in an organization when you're not in a playing role? I mean, obviously, I've played for 19 years, so I know what to expect as a player. But the commitments when it comes to either coaching, scouting, front office, those roles are, you know, a little bit different. So, you know, for me, it's like, really, what does that look like? And is that something that I want to commit to? And no better organization than Orioles to do it, because they're first class top to bottom. And I think the fans of the Baltimore area can really appreciate the way the team and the organization has grown the last few years under its current leadership, and just going in the right direction.
And, Mark, there was even some talk about you trying yet another professional sport, golf. Was that serious?
Yeah, you know, for me, I think what a lot of people maybe don't understand is there's a couple different levels of golf. I mean, obviously, you think PGA Tour is the top and the elite, and there's so many golfers, you know, trying to compete at that level. But for me, you know, the interest is the Celebrity Tour. Just for any of the fans out there listening, you know, you see the, I think it's the American Century Championships out in Lake Tahoe. For me, there's no reason why I don't think I can't go out and win that. So it's a matter of just perhaps putting that competitive nature that I have into golf full time. I'm not saying it's going to happen this year, but in the near future, maybe that's something that interests me as well. So it's something I've played my whole life, just haven't really been able to commit the time as I've gotten older and had to commit more to baseball, I just didn't want to detract from any of that. So I kind of limited my rounds of golf. But, you know, that competitive nature that I have, it's just, it's in me. And sometimes it's important to find those outlets.
I'd say it's in you. This is incredible. You're 40. What's the age cap on some of those tours and those quote-unquote professional golf leagues?
Well, the Celebrity Tour, I did some research on it for those particular things. Now, sometimes you'll see high-profile celebrities that play at the Lake Tahoe one who you kind of scratch your head going, why are they even out there? I mean, for that particular tour, a lot of it is on your draw capabilities of how many fans you can get out there for those kind of events. And then maybe some of the lesser-known celebrities are kind of the better golfers. Sometimes they have to play their way into that tournament because that's kind of the high-end tournament for that particular tour. But they have a lot of local tournaments that you know, are around the country that can raise a lot of good money for charities, and I think that's how this tour developed. But I think there is some prize money, and you'll see a lot of guys, not only in the entertainment industry, but the athletic industry playing in these tournaments because they're competitive. And that's just the nature that you see with professional athletes. And it's something that we like to channel that in, even in other areas.
What are you shooting right now, Mark?
Oh, probably single digit. It's hard to say. I haven't played I didn't play in spring training, and now the weather up here in the Northeast is finally breaking, so I'm going to get to the club and start practicing here in the mornings if I can fit it into my schedule.
Well, please keep us posted on this potential third professional sports career. That would put you in some pretty rare company. But going to Pat Connaughton, and we just talked to him, basically it sounds like to me he would like to do both. Now, can it be done at the same time? I know you've thought about it. Is that even possible? And you have to look at it also from the Major League team's perspective and the NBA team's perspective, because they want someone who's fully committed. It's not like, I would say, even when you played and how hard that was even for you when you did it, doing both at the same time. It's impossible because these professional athletes, for better or worse, are now commodities.
Yeah, I mean, the difficult thing right now is, you know, when organizations are going to invest in a player, they want the commitment back. And, you know, that's where it gets a little difficult at a high level to compete with both. I have talked to Pat. He loves them both. And I told him, I said, look, people, if I grew up playing both, I know where you're coming from. A lot of times people on the outside, whether they're baseball fans, whether they're basketball fans, really can't understand that you actually love both sports.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, as a kid, you played them all. And that's just the way it is. And so, you know, for him in the short term, obviously the draft, the pre-draft workouts, the pre-draft camps, you know, kind of take precedence. It's not going to really affect his baseball career at all. I mean, I told him I didn't break into the major leagues until I was 28. So when I did it, I was kind of in the minor leagues. I had the flexibility. I had Toronto Blue Jay organization who was very flexible with my schedule, allowing me to continue to do both. I got to a point personally where I had to make a decision because the Arizona Fall League was an invitation that was extended to me. And I think I remember having a conversation with my agent, and he pretty much said, hey, look, if you want anybody to take you serious in baseball, you need to commit and go to this and commit more than 4 months out of the year. So Pat's not really at that place right now. He's just committed. Obviously, you know, get ready for the draft. That's first and foremost coming up in June, you know. Give it his best shot, see where he falls. I told him, you know, when we talked, I really didn't know what his draft stock was. I haven't followed it too much. But, you know, the NBA is a difficult game to break into. Not a lot of turnover. And people
don't
realize
that
if you're not in that first round, you're not guaranteed anything. So it's difficult, but you know what? If you're blessed and fortunate enough to get in the first round or to make a team, you know, as a second rounder or free agent, I mean, it's an exclusive club, and there's some talented athletes in the NBA for sure.
Yeah, it's interesting. Let's take money out of the equation for a moment. And both sports are the kind of sports where you could hang around a long time, and obviously they're both very lucrative. What is a better lifestyle from your vantage point?
Ooh, tough call.
Yeah.
Tough call. I mean, baseball, you know, it doesn't have the physical demands that playing up, you know, running up and down the hardwood does. But I tell you what, the mental the mental and emotional commitment of baseball being every day, the fact that you're traveling, it's pretty much, it is a grind for baseball. A lot of times people don't realize, you know, you're there every day. You don't get that many days off. At least basketball, as the season winds down, you know, you have, you don't play more than two games in a row. You don't play that, you know, the most you can play is four games in 5 nights. So you do get some time away. But, you know, another thing I tell people, I said, look, the NBA schedule is like you're playing every other day for 5 months.
Yeah.
That's a grind in itself.
And you're practicing on the days you're not playing.
And you know what? Everybody wants to talk about Allen Iverson and his press conference about practice. Let me tell you, that kid, I played with him as a rookie. We were rookies together. And sometimes when you get beat up in the NBA, to take a practice off, you know, he wasn't the only one that did it. I mean, it's about recovery, and you can never question his heart in a game. It's just that grind, it makes it somewhat difficult to really engage in practice when you're playing a heavy schedule. But it's a tough call. I think for me, basketball worked great when I was in my early 20s, and then as I got older, I kind of appreciated the baseball lifestyle a little bit more, but they all have their challenges.
Really interesting conversation. No one better to have it with than Mark Henriksen. Mark, always a pleasure. Please keep us posted on what's next for you. We'd love to hear from you, whether it's a career in baseball, post-playing career, maybe inside the Orioles organization, or maybe you pick up your PGA Tour card at some point here.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
That is former Orioles southpaw and former NBAer Mark Henriksen weighing in tonight. Great stuff. Mark Henriksen will come back with much more here on WBAL News Radio 1090.